Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, hello everyone tonight, and I'm Stuart, and we've got our Larry Taylor update service with us tonight, who's been keeping track of a lot of different things. I mean, we've had a 7.3 earthquake over in Fukushima. There's all kinds of news going on behind the scenes as to various things. So, Larry, what's the latest on that? And welcome to the show. And what's the latest on that Fukushima deal?
Sure. Thanks, Stuart. Well, the latest on it that I've been reported, and I was sent a video of showing after the 7.3 magnitude earthquake was reported right off Fukushima, I got a video from over in Japan that showed water going out, flowing out of a channel back to sea, and then there was about a 3-foot possible tsunami came in, and that's all. They were predicting a 10-foot tsunami, but it didn't appear, so apparently they've escaped the heavy damage they were expecting, but they did evacuate all the employees out of the Fukushima facilities and nuclear facilities, of course, and they're monitoring now the aftershocks and watching to see if there's a bigger one out there coming.
Well, Fukushima, they were working very hard to, unsuccessfully, I might add, to contain the radiation. Are there any reports about damage done to what they were trying to do? Didn't they build a kind of an ice wall or something? And I'd heard reports that was failing as well. And we've had tremendous leakage. And the radiation levels here in the United States, I haven't seen too much on the levels being recorded. But they were relatively much higher than normal. And particularly on the West Coast with all those creatures dying, and they had no explanation, but it was, I think, pretty obvious it was radiation. Any more news on that front that you know?
Well, interestingly, I take because I can't eat regular table salt, which has iodine, I have to take kelp capsules that give me mm-hmm. the iodine that I need, and I recently went to the store, and they only had one bottle on the shelf, and I got the bottle, and I said, what's up, no kelp? And they said, all the sea areas, even the West Coast that we were getting and gathering kelp from, have been radiated, and they can't use it anymore, and said, we're having to reestablish off Iceland and Canada to try to get some sources off of there. So there is damage, Stuart. We're just not being told. And, a lot of radiation, it's out there. I don't think they've ever really going to be able to contain that Fukushima plant. That thing is just, it's in sad shape, and the constant earthquake activity of that region is not helping.
Yeah, this is, far worse in Fukushima than Chernobyl, but probably over a longer period of time, where Chernobyl, it became very obvious right away that things had gone wrong. But, they're lying about everything. They don't want you to know about it. So I guess, folks, remember, too, supermoon, mega supermoon, and we're in the waning phase now. But that is when, who was it, Jim Berkland? Who said, or one of those guys that really was good at predicting quakes, said that it's in the waxing and the waning of the moon is when you're probably going to get your worst quakes. Now, any more news on the Christchurch situation there with that mega quake?
No, but I've been watching a number of aftershocks, if you want to call them that, off that South Island of New Zealand, and it is continuing. Even there, they're only running like threes and fours in magnitude. There's continued activity, and of course, you know, you saw the recent report we got where that the from Mitch Bertrus, you know, talking about the seafloor or the mantle was ruptured
yes.
in that area. So that's trouble.
Well, what a lot of folks don't realize either is that the earth, not earthquake, but volcanic activity on the seafloor is increasing all the time. And, of course, now they know that in Iceland, for example, in Greenland, a lot of the melt is coming from below, which is indicative, of course, of magma rising and melting the ice from below. And they have these huge rivers under there that are, you know, forming to melt the ice caps. So, yeah, there's a lot going on. And, of course, the Bible indicates that major heat wave, I guess one could call it, men are scorched with fire, tends to kind of tell you that it's a bad heat wave that occurs. And the sun gives off seven times the light it does now, and the moon becomes as bright as the sun. So we are headed, and the sun is anomalous. Have you heard any more on any CME activity? That seems to be kind of the last one we had kind of bypassed us or didn't do much.
Well, what's interesting, Stuart, is Space Weather and NOAA put out an alert today that I posted late this evening. I've had so much news I can't keep up with it, but Space Weather is indicating that the new coronal hole in the atmosphere of the sun has opened up again, and that hole is moving towards being Earth-directed, and they're concerned about CMEs or rupturing filaments in the next few days and expecting more and more, you know, geomagnetic trouble in our atmosphere and the geomagnetic field.
Yeah, we're headed for a number of troubles. The destroyer unquestionably is inbound. It's agitating the sun. The sun's agitating the earth, and on it goes. And then we got, of course, that report of the inbound gravity wave that is supposed to hit, according to an insider, next year sometime. And we've often wondered if what that does to the space-time continuum and whether it allows dimensional shifts. So that'll all get very, very interesting. this morning we got news, and I wanted to bring it up, even though it's later been proven to be probably a movie release coming soon. But on YouTube there was a, how do we call it? I guess you'd almost have to call it a fake news report of an incident between NATO and Russia, where Russia had struck a one of our warships and sunk it, and I guess badly damaged two others and great loss of life. So you and I both were tracking that down, only to find out it was probably now they're claiming a movie release that's coming. But there was no such notice on the YouTube channel, and it posed as a BBC News live report. And so what I'm bringing up for is that could get very, very serious, and I'm wondering if this has anything to do with the CIA or other intel agencies doing something like that to prove their contention that fake news is extremely dangerous and therefore pretty much annihilate alternative news sources. What do you think?
Well, that's really interesting, because I was watching some people talking on Fox News today that is involved in media, and they were reporting that there is a move on by Twitter and Facebook, and I heard also Mozilla Foxfire or whatever, Firefox, or was all moving to algorithms that would not only block anything considered fake news, they would also block misleading, and I use that term again, misleading news reports. And when they were asked, well, when will these, who will the algorithms, who will it choose as misleading news reports? And they said, well, that would probably be alternative media, anything other than mainstream media.
Yeah, and it's mainstream media, of course, is doing all the fake news. But, of course, they always point their finger at somebody else because that's the way that works. So, but this may be an opening shot to get rid of alternative news. That's what I was thinking when I saw it, because this thing was very well done. And the other thing I was wondering about, you know, sometimes they put out there what they're going to do, kind of like a movie, as to the plan, we'll say, or the script. So I was wondering, was there any possibility that could be a forewarning of how they're going to start possibly World War III? Because they didn't say who provoked Putin to attack or what was done, but it was kind of like the Gulf of, the Gulf incident that got us into the Vietnam War. do you think they could be putting out ahead of time what might happen? Because it sounded very, very feasible.
Well, of course it could, Stuart, and you and I, basically you have found so many warnings and timings and dates and embedded hidden data, not only in movies, but news reports, cartoons, da-da-da-da-da-da. And one thing I wanted to mention real quick here is talking about the censorship and mainstream media that seems to be happening. I got an email today from from Dee Rowe, who has Dee Rowe's blog at Global Rumblings, and she sent me a post that where she had heard from a number of her friends that are moving a lot of data through the social media groups, and Facebook now has an algorithm that puts you, if it appears to be something they don't politically believe is correct, they put you in what they call a cyber Facebook jail. And you are literally put into jail for days at a time because of something you posted. Whether it's true or whether it's not, the algorithm puts you in jail and you cannot post anymore. None of your data goes out. And Dee Rowe brought this up and said, a number of her friends have already been jailed by Facebook. And I thought, can you believe that that's where we really are?
Well, I wouldn't doubt it. I'm surprised we haven't been either, but I don't know. Who knows? But, yeah, this is total censorship. They have to get rid of the truth. You can't run this new world order, which is based totally upon lies and murder. That should bring to mind somebody named Satan, who was a liar and a murderer from the beginning, and he's the one running this whole thing. So, yeah, how can truth have a place in such a new world order? It can't.
And by the way, Stuart, I wanted to tell you that when I was watching the Unholy Sea DVD I had got from Skywatch TV, Steve Quayle and Timothy Alberino talking. It says the Vatican Church agrees with you. It didn't say your name, Stuart Best, but you know what you recently have been talking about? You didn't think Lucifer and Satan were exactly the same entity. And do you know that the Vatican is promoting the same information and claiming that even Zachariah Sitchin, in looking into hidden artifacts that only the Vatican has from the pre-flood era, seemed to indicate that they were two different entities?
Yeah, there was a fellow a long, long, long time ago that wrote an article about that, and it got me to thinking, and I did my own research on it, and it just made me wonder that I'm not sure at all that they are the same entity, and that the Messiah is to come from outer space. He's supposed to arrive in the arrival. And Stan Dale did a tremendous amount of research on Daniel and that arrival and how unpleasant it's going to be for humanity when they get here. And I've always thought that that is the real New World Order, and that Obama or Trump or whoever it is, Lucifer, is actually just the king of Babylon. So any more news on Trump or any prophecies on that? He doesn't appear as though he's going to be ruling from the White House. It appears he's going to be staying at Trump Tower and running the country from there. They're doing, some security updates or something in Washington, and he won't be able to get in there even if he wanted to, which is interesting to me because, you know, all those visions about the 44th president was the last one. And there was a vision about houses, and the last one was the 44th. Well, if he doesn't rule from the White House in Washington, but rules out of Trump Tower, Obama would be the 44th president to rule from that house. But Trump could also be the 45th, ruling from Trump Tower.
Yeah, that's so interesting, Stuart, because of the fact that if by chance, the prophecy actually comes true that there were only 44 houses out of the White House that the presidency continued into the future, and the 45th one literally doesn't come out of that house but has another house. I find that interesting. I mean, incredibly interesting. And as a matter of fact, the information, it seems to be coming more and more out that, of course, right now Trump's using a golf course that he has in New Jersey actually to conduct a lot of his pre-presidential business and forming his government. But his wife and family are at the Trump Towers, and it appears they were talking about sometime next year before they ever left that location. So it's interesting the way this is going. Now, I wanted to just post in there real quick that I'm still seeing data coming out behind the scenes that it appears that the Democrats or the Hillary voters are now calling on death threats against the electors. And in December, there is to be another electoral vote on Donald Trump or Hillary. And so we've got to somehow go through that's coming.
Well, yeah, and the reports of death threats, and they're from the Hillary people. I'm not saying Hillary Clinton's behind it, but the way they operate, that's probably the way it is. And they're trying very hard to force these electors to vote for Hillary, even though they should be laying down their votes for Trump. So this is going to get, or could get really nasty, I guess. Excuse me. I got a headline here I want you to comment on. Sanhedrin to Trump and Putin. Fulfill Cyrus-like role in Jerusalem. Build third temple for Messiah. We're coming down to the wire, aren't we?
Well, we are, Stuart. And what's so shocking is this is the second time that request has been issued to Trump and Putin together. But this is the second time, though, is the first time they've used the Cyrus-like role in the language of that request. And I find this telling because apparently, really across a lot of, especially the rabbis and such, we're getting a lot of feedback that apparently there is a biblical Cyrus role in this election that a lot of people were literally caught off guard. They wasn't prepared for it. And, you know, a few of us warned about that, but I don't think many took us seriously.
Yeah, it says in this article, the political conditions today in which the two most important national leaders in the world support the Jewish right to Jerusalem as their spiritual inheritance is historically unprecedented. We've had a lot of unprecedented activities lately. He said that the election of Donald Trump, this is a Rabbi Weiss, He said the election of Donald Trump, who has promised to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, coupled with Putin's expressed desire for the temple's rebuilding, prompted the Sanhedrin to send another letter to both leaders. And the letter proposes they act jointly as King Cyrus of Persia 2,500 years ago. And so there you go. I mean, we got to be right on the edge, don't you think?
Well, what's so interesting, though, Stuart, was this unprecedented visit by the Russian Prime Minister, Medvedev. Remember, after the first letter,
yes.
Putin sent him directly to Israel, to Jerusalem, to the Western Wall, and that is just unprecedented. There is a move of some kind behind the scenes, and I think that literally is what's scaring a lot of the, I guess you could say, the rich men and the rulers of the world. It's scaring them to death, using a quote.
Yeah. Well, here's another headline. Divine radiation still lingering from resurrection event. Mysteries surround the opening of Christ's tomb. Sweet aromas and electromagnetic disturbances are surprising scientific observers. So it's like God is revealing, even through science, the resurrection is a reality. I mean, I know it's a reality, and I know most Christians certainly believe that, and the world doesn't. The world has more or less poo-pooed all that. But now they are finding out that, there is radiation in there, as there would be as the body of flesh is changed over to an ethereal energy form of which we don't know, which would, of course, be part of the electromagnetic environment, right?
Yeah, and what's interesting, Stuart, wasn't it Mary Magdalene that ran to the tomb when she heard the stone had been rolled away and she saw
Yes.
Remember that? And he said, "Don't touch me."
Yes.
Well,
it'd
was
be dangerous to him.
He was still had radiation about him, and it could be harmful to her. Was that? You know, we never even thought of such a reason.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. And they're finding it in the tomb. So people really, really, really should understand that we are living in an evil matrix, that the humanity is a fallen race. You live, you're born, you live, you die on a fallen planet. And this planet is isolated. It's been quarantined. And it's true. And all people really have to do is start opening up the scriptures, not from a religious perspective, but just to find out what's going on. I've been a firm believer that the Lord did not, in reality, bring another religion. He brought a way out. He brought a way to a new heart, a changed heart. And that's what it's really about. It's about a changed heart. And John more or less indicates that what we call Christianity today is a monster that simply grew out of man's inability to understand what Jesus did for us. So we always twist everything around, but that's part of fallen humanity, I guess. What other news do we have? We got a few minutes left. You touched on the UN. What is going on with the UN sending in troops to Syria?
Well, it's kind of interesting, and I'm only finding the reports coming out of Israel from Debka File. It seems everybody else is pretty much ignoring the fact, but here's a Debka File report came out today. Secret Israeli-Jordanian-Syrian border talks begin to restore a DMZ, that's the demilitarized zone, and
right.
The UN, or United Nations, DOF Vanguard forces returns to the Syrian Golan. So basically what's going on, Israel, Jordan, and Syria, apparently with Russia watching, is in talks with the UN to bring in more UN troops to go back into the Syrian Golan and secure that zone. And we don't know, you know, this is an influx. This is going to be an influx behind the scenes of UN troops coming in around the northern part of Israel and Jerusalem. So, you know, Stuart, I was thinking, we are seeing history being fulfilled so quickly. You know, I can't even keep up anymore.
Yeah, I know. Well, I personally think the time is speeded up. When the Lord said the days were shortened, if you can't shorten the numbers because the numbers of the tribulation period have already been stated. 1260, 1290, 1335. So you can't shave that off and say, well, now it's 900, and now it's 600, and now it's 500. So what it must mean is that the length of the days themselves have been shortened, and that would mean that some space body came by the Earth and actually sped up the rotation of the Earth. It says the sun doesn't shine for a third, the stars for a third, the moon for a third. So that would tend to confirm that we go from a 24-hour day to a 16-hour day, which makes sense if the sun is going to go into a nova like the kill shot routine, because it would kill everybody on Earth if that happened and we had a 24-hour day. But if you had an 8-hour day and an 8-hour night, people could probably survive that. What do you think?
Well, I think that's true, and I know we don't have much time, but let me get your opinion on this. This came out as a day-old headline today and also came out from the Governor Greg Abbott's office is the Texas Capitol, and also Watchdog.org and Drudge Report. It says that Obama has suddenly shut down Operation Phalanx on the Mexican border, and that he has completely shut off through DHS all aerial surveillance on our southern border with Mexico.
Well, that could only mean that there's going to be a huge influx of fifth column operations, and this is the final move so Obama can stay in office. That's how I would analyze it. You know, we've known for some time that there's been a fifth column operation. The Bible says so. Jeremiah, Isaiah talk about filling America with fifth column troops who rise up at the right time. So we got to be getting very, very close to the right time. I can't think of any other reason other than we're going to be under attack. If you could shut down an area, I suppose, then from aerial surveillance, then what are you supposed to do?
I totally agree with what you're saying. And what's troublesome to me is Obama has about, 58, 59 days left.
Yes. Yeah. So that would be ideal for the timing, would it not?
I think so. It just tells me we got to stay watchful, continue to stay watchful, and keep our eyes on where this is going. And I'm very interested in the algorithms of fake and misleading news and where that's going to take us in the next 58 days.
I think it's going to take us down the road of there is no alternative news out there. We've been knowing this stuff was coming, folks, for a long time, and a lot of people mocked it and said, no, 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 can't happen here. Well, it already has happened here, and we're watching the final coup d'etat. And if they're opening up the border, that is probably for an attack. Remember Red Elk's vision. We were attacked, and a lot of it came up from the south. How do people reach you, Larry?
Sure. Thanks, Stuart. LarryWTaylor.org. That's LarryWTaylor.org.
Well, good. That's how I would take that. I can't imagine why they're shutting down aerial surveillance and why they're just telling ICE to just knock it off. Don't arrest anybody. That's got to be a prelude to major crossings of the border. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on with this update, and hopefully we'll get on Wednesday again if we're not censored off. Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll see you Wednesday night, the Lord willing. Good night.